Four male firefighters recently won a lawsuit against the city of San Diego for being forced to participate in a gay pride parade a few years back. The men, who were not gay, claimed they were sexually harassed by spectators who made crude comments and lewd gestures as the Fab Four rode a fire truck down the parade route. A sort of beefcake gypsy on steroids moment that's not too hard to imagine. A jury agreed this was sexual harassment and found the city liable to the tune of about $34,000. Now, on one hand, you have to wonder how much homophobia played a part in this case. It's hard to believe the same firemen in a different context, say a 4th of July parade, would have found catcalls from attractive women offensive. And of course, a lesbian firefighter who complained about sexual comments from straight men at, say, a Veterans Day parade would probably be branded a crybaby and a traitor. On the other hand, the city, or any private employer for that matter, really has no business requiring its employees, gay or straight, to participate in off-duty activities that subject them to unwanted sexual attention and comments. I, for one, wouldn't want to be forced by my employer to take part in a Focus on the Family weekend hate fest. And I wouldn't want to be told by my boss to attend a TGIF party at Yikes! Hooters! And have to suffer the leers and jeers of my bad boy hetero co-workers. I'd feel differently, of course, if we were talking about straight firefighters refusing to go into gay neighborhoods to put out fires. That's part of the job, where private biases have no place. And I agree it's important for city governments to support and participate in gay pride parades the same way they do for other community celebrations. But I think it's fair to draw the line at forcing our public servants to endure unwanted sexual comments in their off-duty hours. And I bet there are at least a few straight firefighters who would gladly volunteer to share a day of celebration with their gay colleagues, and might even find a little same-sex attention flattering. With a Perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators, and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.